It does appear as though us townies are still making that trip north, but we're trying to avoid the roads I see and take our flash boats up instead and clogging the coastal ways, including Altair. I see that some of us are making our way over there as well too. That's hugely frustrating.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when lockdown level 4 was announced, we saw an exodus of our whanaunga who wanted to come home and noho with their families, but also those who are holiday makers or have batches back here in the kāinga. So, you know, there was a missed opportunity in terms of the ability for us to monitor who was coming into our neighbourhoods and particularly in our coastal communities. That hasn't eased either in terms of concerns of those who are now in our communities and potential spread of the virus, knowing, you know, the Prime Minister shared a heat map that showed Taitukiro had a number of contacts that were being traced, but also, you know, the way in which we all need to noho kāinga while we're in this incubation process. You're right in terms of the barrier again. We have been discussing with local authorities around concerns around our boatie communities who noho on their waka and might be needing supplies, but how can we support them to remain on their waka and not come ashore and, you know, use up all of the minor resources and little bits that are in the shop that should be for local residents, but to exercise caution also around where they may have come from as well. So it's a multi-pronged approach, and there are many concerns around the current impacts that we have in our rural communities.
You're quite right about the heat map. I mean, that was quite an eye-opener because the emphasis is on Tamaki Makaurau and then Wellington, and obviously because the majority of the positive cases are here. But to see that it had spread up into the far north, there doesn't seem to be, and I want your response here, there doesn't seem to be any emphasis on the north as an area of great concern for either the ministry or the government. As an Aucklander, I'm concerned that they're not mentioning just what a priority Te Taitukiro is or should be. They're not mentioning the north at all.
So as iwi and government agencies in the north, we are meeting and we're talking. We're really lucky to have Catherine Jackson, our Medical Officer of Health, online and available for us to reassure us around, actually, you know, the heat map gives an indication of the level of potential spread in terms of contacts, but many of them are casual contacts. You know, we have to think about it in the scale of things, and people just need to noho kāinga until such time as they've been tested, and then they go back for their next test if they're in a location of interest. So that's been occurring. The thing is too is that it's all centralised. As Taitukiro, we don't have our own call centres. It's a centralised system of contact tracing. We know that they're actively recruiting to increase capacity of that contact tracing centre because of the numbers of contacts that are coming through. I mean, just think about a supermarket and how many people walk through that supermarket and could have been in the departments or the aisles or, you know, talked to kaimahi, and so the risk. So appreciating, you know, the many spinning plates for the government and for the ministry, and how the DHB Māori providers and iwi, as well as community services, are all banding together to try and support that localised effort while still realising that we're a part of a chain of information. And sometimes the information does take a while to trickle down, like we've heard about the wastewater in Warkworth and a potential case in Warkworth that's further north, rural Auckland, but very much in our Mahurangi district. You know, the fears are there. The police have activated a checkpoint in Mahurangi now, down by Tehana area, and looking at those roads, also the other entry points into the north, which gives us a surety. It started today. But Taitukiro Border Control has been asking for action, and now we're seeing it. But it is always the message of stay at home if you have been identified as a potential casual contact. Get that test so at least you're in the system, and then wait it out. And if you are required for a second test, like some of our whānau have been, go back, get that second test, because the turnaround time and the testing has been exceptional. I got tested myself because I had been in Tāmaki Makaurau. And within a day and a half, I got my response via text, kia ora tātou. You know, really, really good response in terms of once you get tested, it comes back quite quickly through the system. So it just gave me peace of mind, having been in Tāmaki and been at the Auckland Hospital, nowhere near, you know, the outbreak or the potential person who got COVID. But it's just that peace of mind for us. And in Taitokiro, we don't have large, long lines for waiting. So I went in and I took my carload of whānau to get checked.
Can I just go back to the heat map and casual contact? So you were informed that it is more likely that they are casual contacts. Now, are we satisfied with that statement, more than likely to be casual contacts? Because in South Auckland, where we are here, those casual contacts have ended up being positive cases. So are you supposed to do what about your casual contacts? How do they want you to react to that? Are you supposed to wait to see whether those casual contacts end up being like South Auckland, where they become positive contacts? How do we know? What's the process here?
I think that's the uncertainty, eh? When you know that you've been at a place of interest and potentially closer than what you expected, for me, myself, if I knew that, you know, the list of locations of interest are growing. So I check them daily to see what the list is, just for whānau's sake, but also for peace of mind, because when in Auckland, I was active and I was going around shopping. But if you were in those localities, let's be proactive and be really clear that when we go to get tested, I was here. So that the testers are really clear that you're actually a person who needs to get to the front of the line and get tested. But that's quite a few thousand people that could have been impacted. And that's the nature of the virus too, is that it's in a central locality, largest city in Aotearoa, and we have large populations that are quite mobile. And our young people and our children are also vulnerable. So it's a very different narrative to 2020 to 2021. In terms of how do we traverse, you know, the various pieces of the puzzle, but also the journey to get clarity and confirmation. I think we need to be really, really clear that that if whānau have been in those places of interest, you must get tested. That's a part of your own well-being, but also your social responsibility back to those around you to get that peace of mind. But at least you can tick it off. And then you noho kāinga. Stay at home and then get retested again according to the instructions that you receive. The heat map is a worry because much of it is in the north. We saw it. And ka tino ohorere tātou, I te tai tokiro nei, ka pērā. And with that level of potential infection, you worry about those, your neighbours, those who have returned home. Are they okay? So if we take a manaaki perspective of it, they're here now. So how do we ensure that, A, we're supporting them to access the services both for testing and vaccination, but B, we don't vilify as well because we don't want to stigmatise whānau who have come north that, oh, here comes, you know, the townie Aucklanders who come back. Oh, they're bringing their COVID, you know, all of that type of stuff because even if they have been at a location of interest, we need to encourage them to be responsible, be a part of the team of 5 million and also, you know, good members of our hapori, our hapu and our kāinga.
The road checks, they aren't in place similar to what they were in 2020, 18 months ago. It's not the same type of road check, although there are some. How are they running this time for the whānau into Taitokoro? We see that Ngāti Whātua Ki Kaipara are disappointed about the non-communication that is around road checks, particularly since they keep in touch with the police and with the government officials as well too, but they say that they're not being included in any of that. So how are they panning out in the north, and would a more structured approach or a tighter approach or a more cohesive approach between police and iwi also assist? With
you are right. So we have had those challenges around clarifying actually what is our shared approach and do we have one. We've had good leadership again from Matohone and Ruben and others, you know, who are all standing up and saying, look, we need to do something and we need to do it yesterday. The police today have launched the checkpoints that everybody who comes through the checkpoint at Te Hana will be asked, are you conducting essential travel? Why are you on the road? And yes, it should have been done last week, but it's on there now. In terms of kāinga, hapū, and iwi responses, we have different teams standing up within kāinga. But one of the things I think too is the standard that we as iwi have been discussing is actually we want all of the kaimahi on the front line to be vaccinated. So that requires a healthy population. And some of us are only just accessing the vaccine for the first time. So there's limitations in who is the workforce that we're going to call on. Because of the virulency of Delta, we are more cautious. And that's been really good key messaging that in our planning, if we're going to start the mahi, we need to make sure that we have these standards of practice and safety, tangata I te tuatahi, which has been really good because it actually slowed us down to think, you know, where's our workforce going to come from?